Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk more about the Sitka Jazz Festival that's happening January 31st through February 2nd, I have John DePilatis and Mike Kernine. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello, Holly.
Oh, isn't it wonderful to hear jazz every morning?
It's the way I start my day.
Really?
Every day.
And we've been listening to, the past couple days, Jeff Colella Trio, and they are coming to town.
They are coming to town. They're going to be here tomorrow night to start our festival off.
Fantastic. And maybe we can talk about all the performers who are coming into town for this.
Sure. We've got Tom Scott, who's a big headliner, had a gentleman come up and say, I'm so excited about the Jazz Festival. Tom Scott has been my hero since a kid, so we're excited to have him.
And we have the inimitable Barbara Morrison, who is a blues and jazz legend in her own world.
What did you say?
She's wonderful.
Okay, gotcha. And we've got a dancer this year. Catherine Kramer is going to do some tap dancing for us on Friday night. And who else we got? Vern Seelert coming with the All-Alaska Jazz Band. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Great Landers, Air Force Band of the Pacific, and our usual cast of characters. So.
And I think we talked about this last time you came to visit, how you cultivate these artists to come to town. You're in the cool jazz network there.
Well, luckily, we've had a lot of musicians that have been, so there's a lot of word of mouth. The artists in the jazz world talk to each other and know about the Sitka Jazz Festival. And with our connections through Fine Arts Camp and Jazz on the Waterfront, we've got a lot of contacts with a lot of different great people.
And is there a different criteria, not just being a good musician or an active touring musician? Do they also have to be – is there a prerequisite that they have to be an instructor of some sort?
You know, we really look for people who are good with students because this is equally as strong an educational festival as it is a performance festival. So we try to find people who, by word of mouth or, you know, just do great clinics or have some reputation in that way as well.
So speaking of clinics and workshops, the posters say the festival is the January 31st through February 2nd, but the concerts are February 1st and 2nd. What's happening on the 31st?
Well, we've got brown bag concerts at Harrigan Centennial Hall from noon to 1 on Thursday and Friday, and those are just sort of teaser concerts. They're free to the public. We'd invite you to come down. I think there might be some something going on in the parking lot.
Yeah, I think people are going to get a little exercise. They need to park at one of the side lots.
Yeah, don't let that deter you because those are going to be real nice brown bag concerts. Thursday, we've got workshops for all of the visiting school groups. That'll be going on at Sitka High on Thursday. And then Friday, we've got some workshops going on again at Harrigan, and we've got Artists in Schools performances where each of the artists will be headed down to one of the different public schools to give a performance for the kids.
You know, that plural is just showing that you are hip to pop culture.
Is that what it is?
That's working with the kids.
Thank you.
Mike, are the workshops open to the public? Or is this just student-focused?
What we're looking to do is we've got an all-festival pass that we offer, and we're interested in having our audience purchase those all-festival passes to give them access to those clinics. The clinics were designed educationally for the groups, the local groups, as well as the visiting groups. But, yes, we'd like to have other people attend them.
Okay, so let's say I haven't played jazz flute since high school, which was 25 plus years ago, and I want to come to this workshop. Should I be mortified? I mean, how am I going to feel safe coming to this?
No.
Just come and see what's, if nothing else, you know, if you come to the concerts, you're really not seeing the festival itself, which is, it's kind of like an iceberg, you know, and you see the concerts, but underneath is all of this educational stuff going on. And so Saturday, we've got all these different clinics going on, everything from, you know, very specific Great Landers working with trombone players to I think our last session is there in the auditorium with just Barbara Morrison and Tom Scott just talking about stuff. And so it's the whole gamut. If you check our website, sitkajazzfestival.com, it'll tell you bring your instrument, don't bring your instrument, bring a pencil for the theory workshop, whatever. Those things are not required, but it's just if you want to participate, all that information is there.
So on Friday and Saturday, February 1st and 2nd, those are when the big concert nights, and you've rescheduled them a little bit differently.
Yeah, we have a 6 p.m. concert, which is focusing on the student groups, and then we'll have a brief intermission, and then we'll have an 8 o'clock concert, which will be more toward the pro set, so people have a couple different options of what they want to attend.
And there's a couple different ways for tickets. So there's you can buy a ticket for just the student performance, but then you also can purchase a ticket for the...
For all night, yeah.
For all night.
Yeah, it's $10 for the student concerts. Those will go from 6 to 7:30. The professional shows go from 8 to 10:30, or with that ticket you can also come at 6 as well. That gets you in the whole night. And, of course, the All Festival Pass gets you in all four of those concerts and all the workshops. The big concern that we always hear with the Jazz Festival is that, oh my, you know, the concerts go so long. Well, you know, I think that was true at one time, but it's been a few years before they've gone really, really late. And we're real committed to keeping that concert length under control and, you know, kind of creating the structure so that if you want to see the students, you can see the students. If you want to see the pros, you can, you know, 8 to 10:30, thereabouts, and we're good to go. And it's going to be a real fun evening for everybody, I think.
And I think something that's different about this concert schedule is when you attend, it is a true festival feeling that, you know, there's merch in the lobby. You can buy T-shirts and sometimes the artist CDs. But something that's going to feel very festival is the All Festival Pass. Maybe you could describe what it looks like.
It's beautiful, John. Would you like to describe what it looks like?
Well, if you've seen the posters around town, that art was done by David Lass, and it's a fabulous watercolor. We're going to be auctioning that off. That appears on the front of the pass. It's a kind of heavy duty laminate thing. We've got a nice lanyard that says SitkaJazzFestival.com on it. So
it's cool.
Yeah, I'd wear one.
I'd wear one also.
I'd buy two just because they look good.
It does look good. It looks very professional.
The three you're wearing look really nice. I like what you've done with the earrings, too. That's.
I have to say, in full disclosure, that I am involved with the Sitka Jazz Festival this year. But the lanyard is very nice, and I didn't design it. And this watercolor is actually, it's a really big piece of work. I mean, is it like... It's like 24 by 36.
It's a full size print size. It's at least 2 by.
Everybody. See,
it's huge and beautiful.
I'm so glad that radio is such a visual medium for the. How can people see this watercolor? Is it posted somewhere on a website? Maybe Facebook.
Well, you look at it when you look at the poster.
Will be displayed at the concert.
It will be displayed at the concert and the brown bag lunches as well. We'll have a silent auction going on. The whole festival.
What would be a reasonable starting bid for this piece of work?
$500,000.
So you're saying it's priceless?
$500,001.
And a kidney.
Dollars.
Yeah. Just a kidney.
Or kidneys.
Yes.
We are so fortunate to have such a well-renowned artist in the schools who also will part with this priceless piece of work. It is a beautiful watercolor. So please support the Sitka Jazz Festival. You can buy an all-festival pass, a student concert ticket, a professional concert ticket, tickets and all-festival passes at Old Harbor Books?
Yes, or at the door.
At the door, for sure. You two, I forgot to mention that you will be performing?
Yeah.
Possibly?
You know what? I have two of the best middle school jazz bands in town performing on the Jazz Festival, and I'm so excited.
I have the finest vocal jazz ensemble on Baranoff Island right now. Quite easily.
And we want to do a quick mention of the other schools that will be coming to town?
We've got a couple groups from Ketchikan, including their middle school and vocal jazz group. Petersburg, both Juno jazz bands, and Huna.
And kids from Kodiak?
Kids from Kodiak will be participating in the All-Alaska Jazz Band on Saturday night. It's a huge show. It's a whole bunch of stuff. Anything you want, we got it.
Well, that is terrific. If you want to know more about the Sitka Jazz Festival, you can look in the Sitka Sentinel. There'll be an ad with the schedule. You can go to Facebook. You can go to the website, which is
SitkaJazzFestival.com.
Well, I'd like to thank the co-directors for joining me this morning. John T. Pilatus, Mike Kernin, thank you so much.
Thank you.